But above all, how worried are those who run the supertankers and other vessels? Commodore Jim Scorer is Secretary General of the International Federation of Shipmasters Associations, which represents shipmasters from 63 countries, and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How worried are you about this situation?
I think we're very worried about the rising of tensions in this particular area, because it will affect all of international shipping.
And is the British government and other governments doing enough?
Well, it's difficult for me to comment on that. I mean, from an international federational point of view, but what I can say is that it is up to the heads of the nations to work together to help diffuse the situation and not to inflame it.
And what do you hear when you hear words like the region burning, countries being wiped out? What does that make you feel?
Particularly worrying, and I hear words like dangerous game. This is not a dangerous game. This is this affects every nation in the world. And when you have these worrying times, because an international straits requires the freedom of navigation, and that is done intentionally by the United Nations international law to allow the free flow of traffic, which is much needed in our just-in-time economy.
And what can the people that you represent do? Anything?
They are the shipmasters, and they are driving the cargoes around the world, keeping us all fed, clothed, watered, cars and heated, and they are doing their very best as they can to make sure that that continues to flow.
And do they value having military escorts when warships are sent out to join them?
I think they feel a certain degree of comfort that they know that in these times of tensions that they can call for help if that is needed. But I really hope that it doesn't come to that.
You'd much rather have some sort of diplomatic solution, I'm guessing.
Very much so. In all of these things, if you resort to a military means, it is not helpful at all.
It must just be... I obviously, these people are very experienced at what they do, but it must be a bit scary sometimes.
I think it is, and I think a lot of people take the mariners for granted, they really don't understand the dangers that they meet on a daily, weekly, yearly basis around the world, whether it be pirates, whether it be unjust criminalisation, or the situation we've now got in the Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz.
Commodore Jim Scorer, thank you very much indeed.